My eyes have seen the gory side of the internet, overflowing with things I wish I could forget. If only it got hit with the burst of EMP, that's why I pray for World War III. We'll send forth our pregnant women in their flight suits. Our tranny special forces will be looking extra cute. All our troops are vaxxed against the COVIDs, and the Russians will run away. I still haven't come up with the chorus, but I'm sure it will not bore us. Up until then, you can call it all a sin that I think that I can sing. That is some of the worst singing I've ever done, and I've done some bad, bad singing. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Superstition Podcast, where we're going to talk about, hey, of course they can't make it a law that you have to get vaccinated. Why, they can't do that. Oh, my God. Oh, they can't do that. They can't. You little fucking right-winger bobblehead motherfuckers running around. They can't pass a law that says I have to get vaccinated. They can't do that. And bad news for you, moron. We're not going to do any of that. That was just me having fun. I'll stop right now. God forbid. God fucking forbid I enjoy myself and have any fun. We can't have that again. Remember, guys, what does it mean when you believe something? It means you don't have evidence. I don't have to believe that the sun is really hot. We have evidence. My roads.
When you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition is way.
Oh, my roads. Yes, all statists. They are truly Rhodes Scholars. Rhodes Scholars. Get it up. Slap your knee, kids. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, boy. Whoa, so funny. Rhodes Scholars. Ah, great one. How long did it take you to come up with that one? Woo, boy, hours. Hours, we're on a roll. All right, hang on. I'm getting my hot tea ready here. So I can do this fucking podcast. Because doing this podcast is cutting into my comic book reading and my Star Wars time. So I gotta get this knocked out so I can go do truly productive things. Do some things in my life that I enjoy. Great one. You don't enjoy yelling at the internet? Okay, well, let's focus. I gotta focus because I wanna get through this. I wanna do this in one episode. We're gonna do no tangenting. Everyone's going, yeah, bullshit. Welcome, my friends and my enemies. I'm recording this on day 737 of 15 days to flatten the curve. The pauses will be brought to you by my Supergirl mug filled with hot tea. Hold on, I gotta get that. I don't need those anymore. All right. On the Wuhan topic, yesterday morning, I went to the local Safeway to get some groceries. And I walk in, I'm walking around, and something's different. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I realized none of the employees were wearing muzzles. I don't know what happened, but previously, the employees at the Safeway store were all muzzled. Now, well, there's a couple of them that holdouts, right? There's always some fucking, and this is what I'm talking about when I say this is never going away. There's always going to be holdouts. But most of the employees did not have muzzles on for the first time since I've moved to Rapid City. All right, now, that's Wuhan. All right, you guys all know Jack Spierko. I talk about him all the time. So, I got a screenshot. This will be in the show notes of something Jack Spierko posted. Let me read this to you. I don't know why I need to read this. You can look at the picture, but for those of you just getting the power, here's what it says. It says, on January 5th, the legislative session begins. Here's a snapshot of just a few of the bills that are looking to be passed in New York State. Assembly bill, I'm not gonna read the numbers, okay? Assembly bill, forced COVID shot mandates to attend to school. But great one, they can't force us to get vaccinated. Bill, blah, 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 forces all adult vaccine records into a state database. Bill, forces COVID shots for college. Bill, forced flu shots to attend school, preschool, and daycare. Bill, eliminates religious exemptions for work and college. Eliminates religious exemptions for work and college.
Oh, but great one. They can't force us to get vaccinated.
Bill eliminates parents' consent to shots when a child reaches 14 years of age. Bill eliminates parents' right to consent to STD shots for children of any age. Bill allows the governor to imprison without trial anyone she considers a threat to public health. Assemblyman Patrick Burke's upcoming bill to eliminate unvaccinated people's access to health insurance. I don't know if I have any listeners in New York State, but if you live in New York State, you might want to get the fuck out. Now, I did some actual research on this stuff, because Spierko did post a link that I was able to follow. I found the actual bills, except for the thing about eliminating unvaccinated people's access to health insurance. I was not able to locate that. I only tried so hard. I did find an article where this, you know, faggot Patrick Burke, whoever he is, sent out a tweet, because everything's on Twitter. Our entire government now takes place on Twitter. He sent out a tweet saying that he was going to sponsor a bill to, hang on, I should have, well, you know what, if we have time, I'll do it. Anyhow, so that one I have not verified. Completely. It's partially verified. I don't know the details, but it does appear that, yes, he wants to make it so that if you're not vaxxed, you can't get health insurance. Now, let's delve into each of these bills. I've got right here, and this, if you go to the website, PDFs, there'll be links to all of this, and also the PDFs will be saved over down at the sources link and all that other good shit. We're going to start with the big one that we're going to read the most of, because here's the thing. As far as I can tell, these are all amendments to existing laws. So, for example, with the forced Wuhan mandates to attend school and the forced Wuhan shots for college, guys, this is not new. I've been down this road before. I'm going to attempt to do this as briefly as a long-winded fucker like me can do it, okay? I've explained this to you before. To go to college, before the Wuhan happened, you still had to have certain shots. I had to get shots to take classes at CSU, even though I worked at CSU without having the shot. I had to go get a booster shot for one of my vaxes to go into a classroom. This is not new. When you say that, well, the college and the school can't make my children get vaxed in order to go to college or go to school, yes, they fucking can. They've been doing it for fucking, what, I don't know, 40 years, 50 years, 60? Yes, they can. Please get the fuck over this shit, or you sit here and go, you can't make me get vaccinated. Yes, they can. The fucking state can make you get vaccinated. The state can take fucking 25% or 40% or 60% of your money in the form of income taxes. The state can put you in a fucking cage if it feels like, and there's nothing you can do about it. Shut the fuck up about how they can't make me get vaccinated. Yes, they can. If you want what they have, they can fucking make you get vaccinated. When universal basic income comes around, you know good and goddamn well that in order to get it, you're gonna have to get vaxxed. So I really don't need to read those, because there's nothing there to fucking read. It's not news. All they've done, looking at this, is they've taken the existing statute that forces you, if you want to go to school, to get vaxxed for all these other things. They just added Wuhan to it. It's an existing law. All right, so anyway, let's go. Let's go. Great one. I thought you were going to... All right, we need to get on this one. This is the important one. Now, this is... this is dated January 6, 2021. So this is over a year ago. That I don't know what this date means. Is this the date it was initiated? And if you go to that website, it... God damn it, I should have pulled the links up. I'm a fucking moron. Hang on a second, guys. Let me just see if I can... I'm going to pause recording, and I'm going to pull this fucking link up just so that I can be less of a fucking moron. Okay, I got the link. Now, what it says here, and this is a .gov website. Okay, so it's a .gov. We know we can believe everything on it. This is a .gov website. Here's what it says about this bill. So it's got the process. No, wait a minute. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the fuck this means. No, I really don't. View actions. Section laws effective. I don't know what this means. I don't know where this is in the process. I can't fucking tell. It might be here. Anyway, who gives a shit? Let's get on it. All right, here we go. January 6, 2021. An act to amend the public health law in relation to the removal. Now, I like this languaging. Right? If I said we were going to do the removal of Jews, right? The removal of colored people, right? Okay, relation to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. Now, if you look at the PDF here, you'll see that there are parts that are being, that are new, and then there are parts that are old stuff that is being omitted. And this next sentence is a new addition to this existing law. And this new sentence says, the people of the state of New York, represented in Senate and Assembly, do enact as follows. They're adding a sentence in here saying that the people of the state of New York are enacting this law. The only people enacting this law would be the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor, and then the judges who don't overturn it. But they've actually put this propaganda sentence in here. The people of the state of New York do enact as follows. And almost, I think there's only one of these laws that doesn't have that line added to it. In all of these laws they're trying to pass or have passed, I don't know, they've added that propaganda sentence. Okay. Section one, the public health law is amended by adding a new section, 2120-A, to read as follows. Removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger to public health. May be a danger to public health. The provisions of this section shall be utilized in the event that the governor declares a state of health emergency due to an epidemic of any communicable disease. Okay, so these things don't take effect unless the governor declares a state of health emergency. But since the governor can just declare a state of health emergency anytime he, she, it wants to, upon determining by clear and convincing evidence, because we're going to, what, follow the science? I mean, we have clear and convincing evidence that the Wuhan hoax was a hoax. We have clear and convincing evidence that most of the people who died from the Wuhan hoax had multiple comorbidities. We have absolutely clear and convincing evidence that the Wuhan, even with the comorbidities, only kills like 0.01% of the people it infects. We have clear and convincing evidence that the PCR test, which the original claims of a pandemic was based on, don't work. Upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others may... God damn it, take three. Upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case, contact, or carrier, or suspected case, contact, or carrier. So we're going to have convincing evidence that you are a suspected carrier of a communicable disease. Or suspected case, contact, or carrier of a contagious disease that, in the opinion of the governor, okay, in the opinion of the governor, we've gone from clear and convincing evidence to may be endangered, to suspected carrier, to the opinion of the governor. Are we following the science yet? I'm following the science. Are you guys following the science yet? The opinion of the governor, after consulting with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health, resulting in severe morbidity or high mortality. The governor or his delegate, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local health departments. Okay, so it's not just the governor, the head of the local health department, which is a far cry from the governor, the head may order the removal and or detention, the removal and or detention of Das Juden. I'm sorry, the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order. What do I even say? What do you even say? Guy, if any of you are in New York State, get the fuck out. And here's the thing. Even if this doesn't pass, and guys, we've only scratched the surface here. There's pages of this. Listen, even if this doesn't pass, the fact that your politicians, I'm sorry, your slave masters, your owners in New York State, the fact that they would write this on a piece of paper and seriously talk about it should be terrifying to you. Now, is there something similar happening in South Dakota? Possibly. I just don't know about it. I wouldn't put it past them because I don't trust any politician, because I'm not one of these fucking faggots who thinks that if we just vote Republican, everything's going to be okay, right? And this is why I got out of Colorado, because I'm sure I really think Colorado is not too far behind this. All right, I'm going to try to plow through this and hit some high points as we go along. I may have to start skipping stuff. And it's actually not that long. Like I sat down, like I said, all the PDFs will be on the website. The longest one is four pages. You can sit down, you can blow through all of this in less than an hour. And that's less than an hour of sitting there trying to figure out what the fuck they're saying because they don't write anything in English. So this is actually, this is all really a very fast read. I mean, you could, some of you could blow through this in 30 minutes. It's going to take me a long time because, of course, I'm doing my shtick. All right. The governor or his delegates, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order, identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained, such as they all have hook noses, or maybe they all have dark-colored skin. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility, or other appropriate facility. See, not a medical facility, a medical facility or other appropriate facility, such as, and by the way, which groups do you think we might need to detain? Well, what about white supremacists? Do you think white supremacists might pose a danger to public health with a communicable disease? I'm just throwing that out. I mean, I'm sure no politician would try something like that. That would never happen. Shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor. Okay, so we went from you're going to be detained in a medical facility to you could be detained in an appropriate facility to you could be detained in premises premise designated by the governor. That could be like at the bottom of a pond. That could be in a isolation cell at the local state prison. A premises designated by the governor. That could be anything. A person or group removed or detained by order of the governor or her delegate pursuant to subdivision. I'm going to skip some stuff because there's a lot of that stuff. But or his delegate, blah, blah. Detained for such a period and in such a manner as the department may direct in accordance with this action. So how long are you detained? Well, in such a period and in such a manner as the department may direct. A confirmed case or a carrier who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall not continue to be detained after the department determines that such person is no longer contagious. Which sounds good, right? You can't be detained after they determine you're not contagious. But that relies upon the people who detained you for being contagious determining you're not contagious. Suspected case or suspected carrier who is detained shall not continue to be detained after the department determines with the exercise of due diligence that such person is not infected or has not been exposed to a disease. Person, blah, 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 shall not continue to be detained after the department determines the person is not infected with the disease or that such contact no longer presents a potential danger to the health of others. Again, the problem is all of that is opinion. There's no science. We haven't had any science yet in this whole Wuhan hoax. So it goes on to talk about, oh yeah, once you're not a threat anymore to public health, we'll let you go. Okay. When a person or group is ordered to be detained for a period not exceeding 3 business days, such person or member of such group shall, upon request, be afforded an opportunity to be heard. Well, see, now that should reassure you guys. If you're going to be indefinitely detained for having the flu for less than 3 days, you will, if you so request it, be afforded an opportunity to be heard. Afforded an opportunity to be heard. How's my freedom looking right now? If a person or group detained needs to be detained beyond 3 business days, they shall be provided with an additional commissioner's order pursuant to subdivisions 2 and 8 of this section. When a person or group is ordered to be detained for a period exceeding 3 business days, and such person or member of such group request release, the governor or delegee shall make an application for a court order authorizing such detention within 3 business days after such request by the end of the 1st business day following such Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday, which application shall include a request for an expedited hearing. I'm not making this up. So if you say, I want to be released, they will then go to the judge to get, what is it called? A court order authorizing you to be detained. But when they get the court order authorizing you to be detained, they will also include in the court order a request for an expedited hearing. So you see, we're going to detain these people, and if you're being detained longer than you want to be and you ask to be released, they will expedite your hearing. Well, wait, what hearing? Oh, you mean, so hold on, we're going to let you out when you're no longer a threat, right? When you're no longer contagious, or when we decide you're not contagious or you weren't exposed or whatever, because we're going to follow the science. Oh, wait a minute. No, no, no. We're going to let you out after you have a hearing. So to get out of indefinite detention, you have to go to court? How does this work? Are we following science, or is this a legal procedure? I'm very confused. After any such request for release, detention shall not continue for more than 5 business days. Sounds great, right? You ask to be released. Detention will not continue for more than 5 business days. Oh, wait, there's more. Detention shall not continue for more than 5 business days in the absence of a court order authorizing detention. So you see, the governor just has to go get a fucking piece of paper from the court, and oh, guess what? You ain't going nowhere. My freedom, my assembly, my search and seizure, my Second Amendment, my you can't force me to get a vaccine. But don't worry, guys, don't worry. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, man, you don't worry. I know, like, you know what I said earlier about if you live in New York State, you should get out. You know what? I was wrong. I was wrong, guys. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It's okay. Everything's okay. It's okay, guys. It's okay. Stay in New York State. It's okay. Notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, in no event shall a person be detained for more than 60 days. Oh, wait. Without a court order authorizing such detention. Because, I mean, it's really hard for the governor to get a judge to sign a piece of paper, right? That's almost impossible. Oh, boy. All right. God damn. I'm serious. Just substitute the word Jew. And again, I'm not saying that these guys are Hitler. All right, once again, let me repeat what I told you guys once before. The government, any government, they only have so many tricks. They have taxation. They have printing money. They have starting wars. They have saying things like, but without us, who would eliminate poverty and build the roads? Right? The Nazis had health passports. We have health passports. It's not because we're Nazis. It's because the Nazis were a government. Our government is a government. Government only has so many tricks. If you substitute the word Jew for the word, what do they keep calling these things? Carriers. Everywhere in this bill, you put Jew where it says the word carrier, you've got Nazi Germany. Not because the government of New York State is Nazis, because it's a government. All governments have a limited number of tricks. It's just recycling. A copy of any detention order of the governor or his or her delegee issued pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall be given to each detained individual. However, if the order applies to a group of individuals and it is impractical to provide individual copies, it may be posted in a conspicuous place in the detention premises. I can't talk. So we're going to detain so many people that we can't give each of them a piece of paper telling them why they're being detained. Are we going to get them to the detention center by putting them in boxcars? We skip down some more. A notice, so here's what has to be in the, this is the list of things that have to be in the notice that they hand you when they're detaining you, okay? A notice advising the person or group being detained that they may supply the addresses and or telephone numbers of friends and or relatives to receive notification of the person's detention. Okay, so when you get detained by the governor of New York State, you can give a government employee a list of the names and phone numbers of your friends so they can contact your friends and tell your friends that you're in Wuhan indefinite detention. So are you telling me they're going to take your cell phone? They're going to take your laptop computer. You're not going to be able to communicate with your friends and family. This detention is going to happen to you so quickly that you won't have time to contact your friends and family and say, hey, I was potentially exposed to the Wuhan and the government is going to put me into isolation for my own safety and for the safety of the community. When if this sentence doesn't fucking terrify you, there's something wrong with you. The fact that someone thought to write this in here. Are they taking your cell phone? Are they coming for you in the dead of night? But don't worry, guys, the Wuhan hoax, it's going to go away anytime now. We skip down some more. A person who is detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premise shall not conduct himself in a disorderly manner and shall not leave or attempt to leave such facility or premise until he is discharged pursuant to this section. Now, it doesn't say what will happen to you if you try to leave without permission, but I think we can all guess what will happen to you if you try to leave. Okay, we're near the end of this one. I'm going to try to power through this. Everybody bear with me because I really want to get to the fucking STD one. In addition to the removal or detention orders referred to in subdivision 2 of this section, and without affecting or limiting any other authority that the commissioner may otherwise have, the governor or his or her delegee may, in his or her discretion, issue and seek enforcement of any other orders that he or she determines are necessary or appropriate to prevent dissemination or transmission of contagious diseases or other illnesses that may pose a threat to the public health, including, but not limited to, orders requiring any person or persons who are not in the custody of the department to be excluded, to remain isolated or quarantined at home or at a premise of such person's choice that is acceptable to the department, and under such conditions and for such periods as will prevent transmission of the contagious disease or other illness. To require the testing or medical examination of persons who may have been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease, or who may have been exposed to or contaminated with dangerous amounts of radioactive materials or toxic chemicals. To require an individual who has been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease to complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment to, guys, listen to this, listen carefully, to complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication, or vaccination. You can be forced to allow yourself to be treated or vaccinated, including directly observed therapy to treat the disease and follow infection control provisions for the disease. I do not know what directly observed therapy is. I have no fucking idea what that means. Or to require the individual who has been contaminated with dangerous amounts of radioactive materials or toxic chemicals. Where'd those come from? Is Wuhan radioactive now? Where did radioactive material and toxic chemicals come from? Just out of nowhere. We're just going along and out of nowhere. Radioactive materials and toxic chemicals. Now, if you're in Detroit, I could understand. But New York, anyway. Contaminated, blah, blah, blah. Such that said individual may present a danger to others to undergo decontamination procedures deemed necessary by the department. So you've been exposed to some radiation. We're going to need to decontaminate you in this shower over here. I need everybody just go into the shower. We're going to decontaminate you. I mean, this is almost satire. It's almost satire. The whole world, everything happening. This is the retarded dystopia, guys. This is it right here. Such person or persons shall, upon request, be afforded an opportunity to be heard. But the provisions of subdivisions 2 through 11 of this section shall not otherwise apply. The provisions of this section shall not be construed to permit or require the forcible administration of any medication. See, great one, they can't force me to get vaxxed. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the sentence. Hold on. The provisions of this section shall not be construed to permit or require the forcible administration of any medication without a court order. So once the governor has a court order, yes, he can force you to get vaccinated while you're in indefinite detention at a place of his choosing for a period of not more than 60 days unless he gets a court order. And this is, yo, this is your government. This Marauds. I know, guys, Marauds. If any of you are still in doubt that you are a slave and that the government owns your body, and this is not, I'm sure this can't just be New York State. And the people in New York State didn't just come up with this in a vacuum and no one else has picked up on it and no one else had the idea first. It gets better. It gets even better. Hold on. Hold on. We're down to the final sentence. Final two sentences. All that is great. All of that is amazing. Amazing, as Jesse Lee Peterson would say. Amazing. Amazing. This act shall take effect on the 13th day after it shall have become a law. Effective immediately. Listen to this sentence very carefully. Remember, you think you live, some of you, all right, never mind. Nobody listens to my podcast. There are people around us who are so fucking stupid. They think they live in a society where the rule of law prevails. Where the laws are the laws, you know, and to change a law or whatever, you have to go through this procedure, you know, and there's checks and balances and all this other horse shit. All right, I'm about to put that to bed. In case any stupid people are listening to this, I'm about to put that to bed for you. Listen to that sentence. Effective immediately, the addition, amendment, and or repeal of any rule or regulation necessary for the implementation of this act on its effective date are authorized to be made and completed on or before such date. So effective immediately, the repeal of any rule that contradicts anything in this act is authorized. So like if there's a law that says, let's just say there's a law that says you can't be forced to get a vaccine, well, that law becomes null and void when this act is passed. My freedom. All right. So the act, the one on relation to adult immunization reporting requirements. Basic, guys, and when you get a fucking vaccine, there's already a record of it. Like Jack Spearco's little post there was a little fucking over the top alarmist. You know, when you get your Wuhan vax, they're going to tell the government you got Wuhan vaxed. That's kind of not a big deal. Here's the one, act to amend public health law requiring immunization for Wuhan to go to school, to go to college. Yes, but they already have immunizations. All right, to go to college, you already have to be immunized. There's a whole list here. You can read this for yourself. I'm not going to read it to you. Here's the one. Okay, now this one's kind of a big deal. Mandatory influenza vaccines for persons attending daycare. So your children, if you want to put your children in daycare, if this passes, or if it passed, whatever, this is a law. So if you want to put your child in daycare, the child has to get a flu shot. See, if you call it influenza instead of the flu, it makes it sound scary because nobody knows what influenza is. Here's the one. Okay, for 14-year-old kids, administering a vaccine to a minor, consent. Healthcare practitioner may administer a vaccine to a minor who is at least 14 years of age if the minor has the capacity to consent and provide informed consent to the administering of the vaccine. How many 14-year-olds do you know that can actually consent to being injected with an experimental drug? It says down here, this act shall take effect immediately. If it passes, there's no 14 days. This takes effect immediately. Oh God, we got to do this one. October 20th, 2021. an act to amend the public health law in relation to limiting exemptions from immunizations and to repeal certain provisions of such law relating to religious exemptions for certain post-secondary students. Once again, the propaganda line of the people of the state of New York represented in Senate and Assembly do enact as follows. Here's what it says. No organization or entity, including a local government, school board, business, or employer, which requires immunization against any disease, shall permit any exemption from such requirement except a medical exemption. There you go. There you go, Christ cucks. More religious exemption. No. No organization or entity, including a local government, school board, business, or employer, which requires immunization against any disease, shall permit any exemption from such requirement, except a medical exemption. Any provision of a law, rule, regulation, or policy adopted by any entity that allows for a non-medical exemption to an immunization requirement shall be deemed null and void. This act shall take effect immediately. Then here we've got another one just requiring the vaccine to go to school. Oh, so I got to read this to you. Okay, so it's Act to Amend Public Health Law in relation to requiring immunization against Wuhan. Listen to this sentence. If any physician licensed to practice medicine in this state certifies that, so this is talking about you get a medical exemption if your doctor thinks the vaccine will hurt you, okay? Now, here's what it goes on to say. If any physician licensed to practice medicine in this state certifies that such immunization may be detrimental to a child's health, the requirements of this section shall be inapplicable until such immunization is found no longer to be detrimental to the child's health. So, in other words, if the vaccine is going to hurt you, you don't have to get the vax until it's safe for you to get the vax. Guys, what's the key word in this sentence? Until. The requirements of this section shall be inapplicable until such immunization is found no longer to be detrimental to the child's health. The word should be unless such immunization is found. You see, you can get your medical exemption, but eventually the settled science will be followed to the conclusion that you don't actually need a medical exemption. See, words make a difference. Until such immunization is found no longer to be detrimental. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. God, this one is actually five. This is the longest one, I think. This is five pages. Once again, it ends with this sentence. Effective immediately, the addition, amendment, and or repeal of any rule or regulation necessary for the implementation of this act on its effective date are authorized to be made and completed on or before such date. So any existing law that contradicts anything in this is automatically null and void when this goes into effect. All right. We may go long here because I'm down to... Wait, what's that? Did I do that one? All right, actually, we could go deeper into that one. Go deeper. All right, here it is. We got to do this. So we're probably going to go long. Just bear with me. But it won't be 4 hours, 20 minutes. I can tell you that much. January 6, 2021, an act to amend the public health law in relation to providing medical care to minors, not minors like mining coal underground, minors, right, as in underage children, you know, the people that homosexuals want to have sex with, underage kids. An act to amend the public health law in relation to providing medical care to minors for sexually transmitted diseases without a parent's or guardian's consent. The people of the state of New York, represented in Senate and Assembly, do enact as follows. You know, I've been thinking about what Adam said about how monarchy is the best form of government. And, you know, I've thought about it because Aristotle said that democracy is the least worst form of government. And I think this is one time I can think of that I disagree with Aristotle. After having thought about this for a long time, not just after that episode of the Greasy Pole, but, you know, there's been people on the right who have been talking about monarchy for a long time now. Like the first person I remember talking about monarchy, this was years and years ago. David Cerini did a video talking about how monarchy was the way to go. I have decided that monarchy is the least worst form of government, simply because with a monarchy, you can't do shit like this. No monarch can sit there and say, well, you know, the people of my kingdom have decreed that we should go to war with this other country. No, you did it. It's real obvious who's making the decisions. It's real obvious who's calling the shots. And when the time comes to water the tree of liberty with blood, you know exactly whose blood to water that tree with. Right? That's what I think it really is. A monarchy is the best thing. And that when the monarch fucks up sufficiently, the people kill the monarch, and then they put in a new monarch. And once you know who's to blame. And if that guy fucks up, you know how to kill. That's the check and balance. I'm dead serious about this. That's the checks and balances the government should have. You have a fucking monarch, and when the monarch fucks up, the people kill the son of a bitch and replace him. I mean him, not her. That is superstition. All right, we're going to play the music, and then we're going to wrap this up. So don't go away. Probably going to go into the influenza for, no wait, what's that? Yeah, the influenza for daycare. We're probably going to go into that also. All right. Now in this one, so they've got in here the things that are being removed and the things that are being added. Okay, so how do I want to approach this? Sexually transmitted diseases, care and treatment
consent by minors. No person other than, now here's what it used to say, no person other than a licensed physician or in a hospital a staff physician shall diagnose, treat, or prescribe for a person who is infected with a sexually transmitted disease. Okay, that's what it used to say. Now it says no person other than a health care practitioner. See, we've gone from a licensed doctor or a staff physician at a hospital to a healthcare practitioner. Because you see, doctors might be a little bit too intelligent to buy some of the bullshit. But great, what is a healthcare practitioner? What might a healthcare practitioner be? Shall we find out? So over here, section 3B, healthcare practitioner shall mean a person licensed, certified, or otherwise authorized to practice under Title VIII of the education law. That's not a doctor. Doctors are not licensed, certified, or authorized under education laws. Doctors are certified, licensed, and authorized to practice because they went to medical school. That's not a doctor. This is any fucking Yahoo who can breathe long enough to get certified under some education law. And we know how strict and standard the education system is with its requirements for the people that it hires. That's why so many students in public schools have been sexually molested by their teachers. If you need more information on that, just go on over to franksurvey.com. No person other than a healthcare practitioner shall diagnose, treat, or prescribe for a person who is infected with a sexually transmitted disease or who has been exposed to infection with a sexually transmitted disease or dispense or sell a drug, medicine, or remedy for the treatment of such person except on prescription of a healthcare practitioner. Once again, not a doctor, a prescription from a healthcare practitioner who is certified by the under the education law. A healthcare practitioner may diagnose, treat, or prescribe treatment for a sexually transmitted disease for a person under the age of 18 years without the consent or knowledge of the parents or guardians of said person, where such person is infected with a sexually transmitted disease or has been exposed to infection with a sexually transmitted disease. A healthcare practitioner may provide healthcare related to the prevention of a sexually transmitted disease, including administering vaccines to a person under the age of 18 without the consent or knowledge of the parents or guardians of such person, provided that the person has capacity to consent to the care without regard to the person's age and the person consents. Any age, as long as the person can consent. Once again, I know 50-year-old people who can't consent. There's not a woman alive who can consent to sex because 30 years after you fuck her, she might decide she didn't consent and it was rape. But now we're going to let, 13-year-olds consent? See, this is the whole problem with trying to write laws about this kind of shit. Who gets to decide whether or not this person can consent? Right? I mean, I've said it before. I've worked in theater with 16-year-old girls who could fucking consent. And I've worked in theater with 45-year-old men and women who are too goddamn dumb to take their shoes off without assistance. Who's determining by what standards whether or not these people can consent? Upon the written request of any competent, who gets to decide what is competent? Well, we know the government decides if you're competent. The government decides if you can consent, right? This is the same government who thinks that the Wuhan hoax is a pandemic of epic proportions and that we're all in danger of dying. Remember when we were told by whoever it was that for the unvaccinated, the winter that just went past us, that this winter was going to be filled with death and suffering and overflowing hospitals, so we'd all better get vaccinated? You guys remember that? You remember that quote? I remember it. These same people, they're going to be deciding who can consent and who is competent. Upon the written request of any... I'm going to try to get through this. This is a long bit. Upon the written request of any competent parent, patient, or guardian of an infant. Infant. Guys, it uses the word infant. Okay? Upon written request of any competent patient, parent, or guardian of an infant, a guardian appointed pursuant to Article 81 of the Mental Hygiene Law, or a conservator of a conservatee, an examining, consulting, or treating physician or hospital must release and deliver exclusive of personal notes of the said physician or hospital, copies of all x-rays, medical records, and test records, including all laboratory tests regarding the patient, to any other designated physician or hospital provided. So in other words, if you go there and say, hey, I want the medical records for my child, the hospital has to give them to you. Except, because the sentence keeps going, this is all one sentence. This is all one fucking sentence. And people think Shakespeare is hard to understand. Okay, so I go in there and say, I want your medical records for my 8-year-old daughter. They have to give them to me. However, we're reading again now. However, that such records concerning the care and treatment of an infant patient for venereal disease or the performance of an abortion operation upon such infant patient shall not be released or in any manner made available to the parent or guardian of such infant. I'm not making this up. If your infant gets an abortion, the hospital doesn't have to give you those medical records. Welcome to the retarded dystopia. Final sentence. This act shall take effect immediately. January 6, 2021. An act to amend the public health law in relation to mandatory influenza vaccine for persons attending daycare. The people of the state of New York, represented in Senate and Assembly, do enact as follows. Every person in a parental relation to a child in this state shall have administered to such child an adequate dose or doses of immunizing agent against poliomyelitis, I don't know what that is, mumps, measles, diphtheria, rubella, varicella, Haemophilus influenza type B, pertussis, tetanus, provocative disease, I don't know what that is, and hepatitis B. Those are all the things you have to be vaxxed against. Currently, that's the current law.
Yeah, they can't force me to get vaxxed.
Yes, they can. Because they force you when you're a kid, and you can't fucking say anything, and your parents are stupid. And it goes on that, you know, and then there's further lists. Here's all the other things that you've got to get. Then there's more. And then there's another list of more you have to get later in life. Now, here's the part they're adding. That's all existing law. This is existing law. Here's the part they're adding to the existing law that forces you to get vaxxed. Every person in parental relation to a child in this state entering or having entered a licensed and registered child daycare, home, program, or facility shall have administered to such child an adequate dose or doses of immunizing agents against influenza virus. No principal, teacher, owner, or person in charge of a school shall permit any child to be admitted to such school or to attend such in subdivision attend such school in excess of 14 days without the certification provided for. In other words, you have to get vaxxed. Again, we have the same clause that we've seen before. If any physician licensed to practice medicine in this state certifies that such immunization may be detrimental to a child's health, the requirements of this section shall be inapplicable until such time as the immunization is found to be no longer detrimental to the child's health. Not unless, until. That's enough. There you go, guys. There you fucking go. Get the fuck out of New York. If you're in New York, get the fuck out of New York. If you're not in New York, can't talk. Word the shit. What else is new? If you're not in New York, pay attention to what your fucking state government is doing. And if you got to get the fuck out, guys, I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't know what's going on in South Dakota. I should probably look. Should probably pay some attention. I just know Colorado wasn't safe. Pay attention to what your slave masters are trying to do to you. And if they're trying to pull some shit like this, I don't know. I can't tell you where to go, but I can tell you to get the fuck out. And for the love of God, I mean, after all this too, if you have children and your children in public school, oh my God, please. And all right, hold on. You know what? I was listening to something today or yesterday. I've listened to a couple of things recently, some shit on the YouTube. Whatever. Somebody said that I don't like it when people use the word traitor. I'm like, no. If your children are in public school, you are a traitor. You know, traitor, I get it. These people, I don't like when people use the word traitor because it knee-jerk and shit. No. The word traitor has a meaning, just like the word cuck has a meaning. When I use the word cuck, it fucking means something. It means that you put the welfare of other nations above the welfare of your nation. That's a fucking cuck. It means something. I'm not just saying it because it's a good word to say. I do like saying the word cuck. It's a great word. But it means something. It's the same thing with traitor. Okay? Traitor. It means something. If your children are in public school, not only you're a traitor above all and else, I can make the argument you're a traitor to your race, you're a traitor to your traditions, you're a traitor to your heritage, you're a traitor to your nation, but you're a traitor to your children. You are betraying your own children. You are sending them to their enemy to be indoctrinated into being slaves. You are no different than the fucking black people in Africa that captured, as if there's, you know, I mean, black. You're no different from the Africans who captured other Africans and then sold them to the white people who came over there. Because once again, reminder, if you're new to this podcast, white people from North America did not sail over to Africa and then go tromping inland and attack and capture those black people. Had they tried that, they would have gotten their asses whooped. Because the black people knew how to defend themselves, and they fucking outnumbered them, and none of us knew anything about the African continent, or at least not very much, okay? That wouldn't have worked. We got those black people by buying them from other black people. And those Africans who sold the black people to us, they betrayed their fellow black people. They betrayed their fellow Africans. If you're sending your children to public school, you are betraying your children. You are a traitor, not to your continent. I mean, those Africans were a traitor to the people of their continent. Now, those people on the continent may have been a different nation from them, okay? They betrayed their own continent. If you're sending your children to public school, you're not betraying your own continent. You're not a traitor to your continent. You're not a traitor to your nation. You're a traitor to your family.